A report on human trafficking released last week by the US State Department called on the Czech Republic to do more to increase the number of convicted trafficking offenders serving time in prison. It also praised Prague's efforts to protect and assist victims. But the Czech branch of the NGO La Strada, which works in this field, questions aspects of Washington's annual Trafficking in Persons report. La Strada's director, Irena Konechna, says, for instance, that it makes the mistake of conflating trafficking and pimping. She also points out that this horrific business doesn't just involve women forced into prostitution. Today, almost half of her organization's clients are men who end up working as virtual slaves. Nevertheless, when we met this week at La Strada's offices in Prague, I asked Irena Konechna to discuss the cross-border sale of women in the context of the Czech Republic.
Actually, Czech Republic is a transit country of destination and country of the origin. So we have Czech women who have been trafficked into the Western Europe, UK, Germany, Switzerland, but also we have women who have been trafficked to Czech Republic from Russia, Ukraine, or other like third countries.
I noticed in the report that they said that there were some Czech women who were in forced prostitution in this country. Is that the case? Because it would strike me as that it would be harder to hold somebody in those conditions in their own country.
I would say that it's not actually true, because the human trafficking is, the condition is not that it needs to be transnational organized crime. Currently, according the international documents like Council of Europe Convention on Action Against Trafficking, or even the Europe framework decision of the European Union, says that the crime doesn't need to be transnational and organized. There can be cases when they are within the country and which are, for example, not so perfectly organized.
And does that happen here? Are there Czech women in forced prostitution in this country?
Yes.
Would you say there are many?
Actually, this question is challenging, because on one hand, what we know, for example, from a municipal police of city of Prague, they just noticed that during the financial crisis, especially the nightclubs who employed sex workers didn't need to force someone to do prostitution, because there were plenty of girls waiting for the vacancy. So this is the interpretation of the municipal police, that they saw that the financial crisis actually affected also this industry. And therefore, I would say that in some cases there is no need to force the lady or the girl to do sex or to provide sexual services, because there are many of them who are willing to do it voluntarily.
Many people around Europe, I think, know Prague today as a city that men can come to and quite easily go to brothels. For example, off the top of Wenceslas Square, there's one street with many of them. Say, on that street, Vesmečkach, would the women in those brothels be volunteer prostitutes, or would some of them be forced?
I think some of them, or I would say they might be probably volunteer, because, as I mentioned before, there is not so many vacancies for this position to do provide these sexual services, but there are many girls who are willing to do it voluntarily.
The women who are trafficked from the Czech Republic, where do they tend to end up?
I cannot say that there is some general trend that Czech women are mostly trafficked to some specific country, but usually we have one case of Czech woman trafficked into Denmark, one case in Switzerland, one case in Germany. So how can we create statistics or some trends based on these numbers?
The women who do end up in this situation, are they typically from a particular background or parts of the Czech Republic geographically?
This is also hard to answer, because in 15 years La Strada works in this issue. We had clients who had the university degree, but we had also clients who were who had the special needs. So it's really difficult to qualify, but the trend of last few years is that there are more people with special needs who appear in our services and who are somehow exploited, either sexually or forced to labor.
Is it harder to act against trafficking through the Czech Republic than against the exploitation of people in the Czech Republic?
Actually, it's really hard to answer because I cannot say, like, if they are just transiting, you cannot prove if it's human trafficking if they are in the process of transit and there was no coercion, no exploitation. So then it's really, like, it can be challenging to identify, for example, for foreigner police that person is actually a trafficked person. But then if the person is already exploited here in the territory of the Czech Republic, it's the responsibility of the Czech police to investigate that crime. If the Czech person is trafficked into, for example, Great Britain, as we had several cases of male who have been trafficked and who have been exploited in the UK, then it's about also kind of international cooperation between Czech police and the UK police, and of course the European Union tries to establish kind of joint investigations of cases. So I would say, of course, if it's within the country, it's I cannot say easier, because it's every case is so complicated, and still we challenge the situation that people who are trafficked cannot access the justice because they are actually trafficked, but then it's very hard to bring the evidence that this is the trafficking case, and if the case is convicted as, for example, restriction of personal freedom, the consequences for the person, for the victim, is that person cannot have access to justice like the person who is identified as trafficked person.
Last year, the Czech state provided over $400,000 for anti-trafficking programs, including over $200,000 for victim assistance. What form does that assistance take?
It's like, I would say, prevention campaigns, but also an awareness raising. And last year, I would say that also the NGOs who were funded by government, they focused more on the vulnerable communities or migrant communities from third countries. Of course, the social services of NGOs, they are also partly funded by government, because NGO like La Strada and Charity, we provide shelter accommodation mostly with undisclosed address, and crisis help, legal services, psychological services. So, like, we are trying to provide complex services for trafficked persons.
What typically happens to these people once their cases have been uncovered? Do they go home?
If they were identified as trafficked, it's up to them. If they want, they have usually a 2 months reflection period when they can decide if to cooperate or not with law enforcement authorities. Unfortunately, what is in our eyes quite critical moment is that, for example, for people from third countries, if they will decide not to cooperate with law enforcement authorities, then they are forced to return, because the authorities will not prolong the residence permit. So some services are under the condition that the person will cooperate with law enforcement authorities. And as far as we know, as in some cases it's organized crime, in some cases it's transnational organized crime, and people are afraid to cooperate, of course, because there can happen something, because they will probably say informations which shouldn't be said. So then they have fear to cooperate, but if they not cooperate, they have to return back, and they cannot, for example, access their justice, access compensation, access at least basic services. So this is, from our point of view, quite a critical moment, that some services are based on the condition that the people will cooperate with the law enforcement authorities.